Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, let's talk some tournament here. Now, after Purdue beat up on Utah State to reach the Sweet 16, head coach Matt Painter had this to say about critics of Zach Edey.
You see people, you know, around the country, even, you know, fans, but even people that cover the game say he's just tall. What would you say to the people that say that, that are only looking at the size and not just the game?
Yeah, they just shouldn't cover basketball. Yeah, you know. And so, like, you go to school and you learn things or whatever, but we all don't like every single class we're in, right? It's kind of a necessary evil. It's like going to work. Like, you don't like everybody you work with, or you don't like certain parts of your job, and, you know, it's tough, right? You got to be able to deal with, like, certain things that are difficult. And so I just think everybody should, like, take tests on their knowledge of what they're doing. Like, I think all coaches should take a test so they understand refereeing, and I think all referees should take a test so they understand coaching, and I think all journalists should have to take a basketball quiz or a test, or anybody that tweets, they should have to be able to do it. And if they say something so moronic as that, then they should have to have a probationary status where they can't tweet for like 3 months. I think it'll help like society, you know, like just try to knock out the fools, you know, so they don't have to, you know, meet at the local Walmart and say things that don't make any sense.
Bill, as you know, Zach Edey is 7'4", and he's likely going to be the back-to-back Naismith Player of the Year. Bill, buy or sell Matt Painter went too far with his comments.
I mean, look, sell, I guess. I know you were more put out by it than I was. Buy or sell, anyone actually says he's just tall.
Sell.
Yeah, I don't know who the reporter was, and I don't want to make fun of him. This is not the first time that that Painter this weekend was asked a somewhat unusual question, and he gave a pretty acerbic response. I think these are young reporters, maybe college reporters. Go a little easy, man. You know, I don't know that for sure. But, yeah, the question, the premise of the question is probably inaccurate.
Biggest knock going on Edey is that his game won't translate to the NBA. Everyone knows he's talented.
He's super talented.
I just don't know that he plays an NBA-style game.
He's just tall. I mean, I know people that are just tall who can't play basketball because you have to be a basketball player.
All right, Bill, speaking of basketball, let's hear from another college head coach. After Kansas was blown out on Saturday by Gonzaga, Bill self admitted he's had his eye on the future.
Is it something you already feel like I got to start thinking about, you know, next season, or you got to absorb this for a little while?
Well, I think for the last month I've been thinking about next season, to be honest. Not in the moments during the game, but, you know, obviously we played, we had eight guys on scholarship, and we played, I mean, that were healthy there late, and you know, injuries are part of the game, so that's not an excuse, but we could have done a much better job as a staff putting more guys out there that we could play, and so that's something that I've thought about for a long time. And the thing about it is, in basketball, you know, early on you can play through some things, but the course of a season, there's a grind that goes with it, and bodies get run down, injuries occur. That's all part of it. And when you don't have as much firepower, or as you know, that maybe you've had in past years, it certainly showed this year.
Bill, as you know, Kansas was without their leading scorer in the tournament due to injury. Bill, buy or sell, you were bothered by anything Bill Self said there?
Sell, and anyone who is making something out of nothing. You know, I was thinking about next year. Here's some breaking. Was this really that controversial of a statement?
It's because nobody knew the context on social media. The very short quote made the rounds.
Freaked out.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me give you some context of how building teams works, especially college basketball, where, as you may know, unlike college football, one recruit is so much more significant because there's fewer guys that impact the game. All right. These guys are always thinking about next year. Literally during the season, continuously during recruitment windows, coaches will coach their team, get in a car, go to the airport, fly to some game, watch some late night game in the middle of whatever, some high school town, Dubuque, Iowa, wherever, some random place. Go to sleep at 1 in the morning, get up at 5 in the morning, get back on a plane, fly back to, in this case, Lawrence, Kansas, and then practice with their guys again. They're always looking to the future. They're always thinking about next year. That's how it works. You have to simultaneously manage your current program and build your next program. So much ado about nothing. I will say this. I used to, as you know, cover Bill Self a lot when I worked at the Kansas City Star. I love how Self talk. It brings back memories. Look, I got to be honest. I think we're great. You know, next year. I'm buy Bill Self. I'm a Bill Self fan.
Buy.
Like the guy a lot.
All right, but let's stay in college hoops here. NC State finished the regular season in 10th place in the ACC. They were certainly not headed for the tournament, but they won 5 games in 5 days during the ACC tournament to get the automatic bid. Then they beat Texas Tech in the opening round, and then beat Oakland yesterday to advance to the Sweet 16. Bill, buy or sell, NC State is the perfect example of why automatic bids still work for the NCAA tournament.
Buy. Also buy why momentum is huge.
Buy.
Also sell anyone who called them no chance state.
Sell.
Were you one of those people?
No, but I would have been if I'd thought about it. I absolutely would have been. No, I actually would not have been. That's the thing about my worry about messing. The NCAA tournament, is it the most relevant sporting event on earth? No. I mean, it's great, but it's not the Super Bowl. Does it command the most eyeballs over the course of its entire season? No. I mean, you can go, but the actual tournament might be the most perfectly refined sports event in the world. There's nothing about it I need changed. There's nothing about it I don't need more. I don't need more teams. I don't need to change who gets in. It is a perfect event. Please don't mess with it.
All right, Bill, let's stay in college, but let's go from hoops to football. Colorado head coach Deion Sanders had this to say about his son Shador and his two-way star Travis Hunter. Remember, they are not in this year's draft. They will be heading in the 2025 draft. Here's Deion on his advice.
All this is subjective because I know where I kind of want them to go. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget Shallow, okay? Mm-hmm. But I know where I want them to go. So there's certain cities that ain't going to happen.
Okay, you on point.
It's going to be an Eli.
It's going to be an Eli, a.k.a. Eli Manning, a.k.a. Eli Manning told the Chargers, don't draft me because I'm not playing for you. And, Bill, that sound was courtesy of the Million Dollars Worth of Game podcast. So I ask you, buy or sell, it was a smart decision for Deion to say those comments.
I mean, smart. Smart, I think, is the
buy.
Word. He can do what he wants, and he's obviously been pretty effective at bucking the trend and succeeding. Although last year the wheels came off a little bit. And it also worked for Eli. I mean, all the obnoxiousness behind Eli and what he did to the Chargers, those of you that don't know, refused to go to the Chargers and forced his way to the Giants when he came out and was drafted. Eli won two Super Bowls with New York. Had a Hall of Fame career. It all worked out. I don't think it's dumb. I do think it's really off-putting.
All right, Bill. Speaking of the draft, the Washington Commanders currently have the number 2 pick in the draft next month. But according to reports, Washington has received many calls about their interest in trading that number 2 pick. While they reportedly have not made up their minds, the expectation is that Washington will hold on to the pick. Because right now, their only quarterbacks on the active roster, Marcus Mariota and Jake Fromm. They traded Sam Howell to the Seahawks, as you know. Bill, buy or sell, the Commanders need to hold on to the number 2 pick.
I mean, sell. I will say
sell.
That if they can get a great price and they don't want Jaden Daniels, right? These things happen. And there's also talk, I don't want to step on this, you have this? There's also talk, Gerard Mayo said that the Patriots could trade the number 3 pick. So there's the potential for movement in the draft where the Commanders could still get the quarterback they want if it's not the guy that is likely to be taken number 2. Now, it just depends on their big board and who they're valuing, right? Who they think is the QB of the future. Now, also, you didn't ask me this, buy or sell, they have to take a quarterback with whatever their pick ends up being. Buy, buy, buy.
Buy.
All right, Bill, let's stay in the NFL here. And scoring is down in the National Football League. In the year 2020, games averaged a combined 49 points. But last season, it was down to 43.5 points combined. Buy or sell, you mind that scoring is trending down in the NFL?
I'll sell. I haven't noticed it.
Sell.
The game is still riveting. It's still amazing. Not a big deal.
All right, let's finish up with one last one here. Women's college hoops. Number 1 Iowa and Caitlin Clark got off to a slow start on Saturday against number 16 Holy Cross. But in the second quarter, with Iowa now up 19 points, Caitlin Clark was seen complaining to either the official or her dad in the stands. It's unclear because of the camera angle. Cameras caught her father yelling pretty aggressively back at her to stop complaining. Iowa went on to win by 26, and Caitlin Clark scored 27 points. Bill, buy or sell, it's refreshing to see that kind of parenting in 2024.
We're going to have to talk about your questions. This is the most telegraphed. This is just your opinion. Buy or sell, I agree with your opinion.
All right, buy or sell, you agree with me.
Sell, but I don't need dads yelling at their kids from the sidelines. You're not the coach. Stay out of it.
All right, but what if she was yelling at him?
Buy or sell. I used to do this with all the other producers. Buy or sell, you want me to review your buy or sell questions every morning.
Buy.
You do?
Sure, why not?
More hangout time?
Sure.
Me and you?
Sure.
You were put out by this. No, you found this refreshing. Excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, look, not all of these are based on my opinion. It didn't bother me.
I mean, this one's pretty.
It didn't bother me.
I don't know the details. Also, it's hard to know what was going on. Parents are going to be passionate. Lori gets so mad at me at AYSL soccer games because I just live commentary. I just quietly like, oh, you know, Henry should have passed there. Oh, that. And Lori's like, stop it. So I understand the passion of parents. I think probably because his daughter is, whatever he was doing, whatever she was doing a year ago, you can't do anymore. You're under a huge microscope now. But I honestly don't kind of care either way. He's allowed to yell at his kid if he wants to. I don't think it's a great idea. But I'm not a part of that relationship, that family. Buy or sell, you're going to stay up and watch, tell the truth, Iowa women's basketball game against West Virginia tonight.
Buy.
No, you're not. I'm going to text you at the end of the first half.
8 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, I think it'll probably be a blowout, but it should be over by 10 p.m. Eastern.
You'll be, okay, I'm going to text you during the game. We'll text you to that.
Yeah, because I'm banking on Ohtani talking before the Dodgers game, so I want to see that as well.
Buy or sell, me taking NyQuil before the show would impact the show.
Buy.
Buy or sell, you want to see it.
Sell.
Okay. Got it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.